How do we discern God's call in our life? It's one of the biggest questions we pondered. How do we know what God wants us to do? Whether it's the big questions of who we're supposed to marry, or if God is calling to us to be a priest or religious, or what we're supposed to study in college, or what our job is supposed to do, we all want to know what God wants from us, even in the smallest things in our life. We want to know what we're supposed to choose and if God wants us to. Our reading today gives us some clues as to how we're supposed to discern God's will for our life. In our first reading, we hear the call of God in Samuel's life. He is at sleep, and he audibly hears someone calling him. At first, he thinks it's Eli in the next room over, and so he goes to him, but Eli did not call him. After a couple times of this, Eli realizes that God is speaking to Samuel. And so Eli tells Samuel the next time he hears the voice to pray, opening himself up to God, to actively listen to God. A couple of things stand out in this story that can help us in our own life as we try to hear God's call in our own life. First is that it happens in the quiet. Eli and Samuel are both being quiet. Both are trying to sleep. They are not in the middle of the hustle and bustle of life. To be able to hear God's call requires us to be quiet, to actively listen. We often mistake the word activity for doing something, but really, listening requires us to do it actively, to be engaged in listening. One of the things we find at Mass is that silence is as important as the times when we speak or sing. Silence is essential to our worship for the very fact that it offers us time to listen to God. In any good conversation, it requires listening. And so the same is true with our conversations with God. The second thing we can see in the call of Samuel is that it happens multiple times. Samuel hears and responds, but the first couple of times he responds incorrectly. He assumes the wrong person is speaking. The same is true for us. We might think we hear God's call, but maybe not. We desire closeness with God and our own desire to follow him. But we can become hasty in our response. We can almost overreact. We see a need or feel moved to do something, and so we just react. This is good when we see someone in immediate need, but for the bigger life-changing moments in our life, we need to be patient and test the Spirit, as St. Paul tells us. If God is really calling us to do something, then he'll call us again and again. It will come up again and again in our life. We will think about it when we pray. We will think about it as we sleep. We'll think about it during the day. If God is calling us, then it'll become annoying. We need to be patient and actively listening for God's call. Knee-jerk reactions in our spiritual life are just as bad as they are in our regular life. Another thing we can learn is that others are here to help us hear God's call. Samuel thinks that he's hearing Eli call him. He's confused by God's call. Eli helps Samuel figure out who it is that is speaking to him. The same is true in our own life. If God is calling us, then we'll hear that call again and again, but we'll also hear that call from other people. That's why it's so important to have relationships that involve God. We should have relationships that help us with our spiritual life. Ideally, this is what a husband and wife are for, but even that, we need to go beyond and have friends that we can pray with. Hopefully, we all have friends that we can do this with outside of Mass. If not, we are missing something important and helping us to hear God's call in our life. After all, it was Andrew who brought Peter to Jesus. We all need spiritual brothers and sisters in our lives to help us. The final thing to remember when it comes to discerning God's call in our life is that God only calls us into deeper relationship. We are not following God if we think the voice of God is calling us away from the church and people. It's important that we try to listen for God. We really know what God actually says. This is primarily found in the Scriptures, but it's also found in a tradition of the church. Both the Scriptures and a tradition are lived experiences of the people of God with God. God's call on our life will never contradict those things. The scariest thing about listening to God is that we are often afraid of what He's going to call us to do. We can be fearful to actively listen. More often than not, God calls us to go deeper. God asks us to do more work. He's calling us to do work, not calling us to get others to do the work. The call will always cause us to love God more. We don't like to be told what to do, and sometimes we think that that's what God's call is. But happiness is found in listening to God and trying our utmost to follow His will.